There, starting with this gentleman, has done the show a number of times. He's been in our year-end best ofs a lot for usually stories about dating travails, I feel like. I don't know what's in store, but man, please go into our archives and listen to some of this dude's stories. They are incredible, especially one called Karen. Please go find that story. This is Henry Birdseye.
I have two dogs. Sometimes I have two dogs. I share custody of them with an ex-girlfriend, someone I was with for 9 years. I used to have one dog. My ex and I adopted him a few years into our relationship. He was a 9-year-old Pekingese. His name was Duke. His owner was apparently an old man in rural Michigan who'd take him on rides in his pickup truck. And then the old man died, and Duke needed a home, and eventually he ended up with us. Duke was great for many reasons, but one of them was that he gave my ex and I something to talk about other than why our relationship probably wasn't working. There was an elephant in the room, but there was now also a dog, and at least we could talk about the dog. When Duke got older, we worked together to keep him alive and healthy as long as we could. Toward the end, there was this moment where my ex was dropping him off at our local vet so they could watch him for the day. Only, he was sick, so on the walk over there, she was carrying him, and he pooped all over her. Which meant she had to keep walking to the vet with poop on her, which made it clear the poop was because of the dog. But then she dropped the dog off and she had to walk home without him, still covered in poop, which meant she was just a lady on the street covered in poop. A poop lady, with no immediate explanation for the poop. We may not have been in love anymore, but it was nice to be able to share moments like that, moments where you're covered in dog shit and you need to laugh about it with someone. A few months later, Duke was gone, probably pooping on someone up in heaven. And we had no dogs. And we mourned together, and then after a month, we sat down and tried to answer a very serious question. Is it time for us to finally... Is it time for us to finally get another dog? So we got another dog. We had one dog, Barney. And then a couple months later, we got another dog, Jay. We had Barney and Jay, because obviously Barney needed a buddy. Only it turns out Barney and Jay didn't even like each other. They didn't hate each other either. They were just like two college freshmen who roomed blind and had nothing in common. They were pretty much like, hello, I don't know who you are or why we're living together. I don't plan on hanging out much, but I'll probably eat next to you twice a day and sleep next to you at night. See you around. So then we had two dogs. We had doubled down on our previous strategy of adding animals to our apartment until we fell in love again, and surely that was enough to keep us together. We broke up a year later. It was a friendly enough breakup. We both admitted we were sad, and so I pretty much said, okay, see you around. I'm going to find an apartment on Craigslist and restart my life. I told my grandfather about this, and he simply said, I'm sorry you wasted 9 years of your life. This hurt, but I shrugged it off because I don't think you're allowed to yell at old people. And then I didn't have dogs. My ex said we could share them, but when I first moved into my apartment, it was barely appropriate for me to live in, let alone dogs. For the first couple weeks, I was sleeping on an air mattress, and I hadn't bought bedding yet, so I was draping a winter coat over myself whenever I slept. A couple trips to IKEA later, I got my apartment together, partially because I knew I'd never see my dogs again if I kept sleeping using a heavy coat as a blanket like a doofus. My ex traveled a lot, so I became the designated babysitter, which meant I saw the dogs a couple times a month. I was a weekend dog dad. The first time I had them for the weekend, it was a hot summer day, and they were panting and uncomfortable, so I went out and bought the best air conditioner I could afford. After I installed the air conditioner in my window, I picked each of them up and held them in front of the air conditioner as if to tell them this new second apartment was going to be an okay place to be. My ex and I have maintained this arrangement for over 3 years now. Last month, my ex texted me on a Monday night to let me know she was at the vet emergency room with Jay. He was probably going to be fine, but I could come by if I wanted to. She just wanted to let me know. So I dropped everything and went straight to the emergency room. She explained to me that she had given Barney a rawhide to chew on, and then he ate it in almost one bite, almost immediately, and then she left. And then she guesses that after she left, Barney probably barfed up the rawhide, and Jay was like, hey, free rawhide, and he gobbled it down before Barney could eat it again. And now he had this rawhide in his throat, and his breathing was labored, and he wasn't in the worst shape, but at least we knew, you know, he's probably going to be okay, but he's not doing great. So we figured he'd be fine. Which meant we were now just sitting at the vet, me and this woman I was with for 9 years, just sitting in a sad waiting room for who knows how long. We made small talk. She'd moved in with her new boyfriend, and that seemed to be going well. I just started a new job. During my job hunt a couple months earlier, my estranged grandfather had texted me two words. Self-employed? We hadn't talked for a while. But I know he checked my Facebook page to get that information. I didn't reply to him. I think he was so disappointed in me for not getting married that he unfriended me on Facebook. Do you know what that's like to check your grandfather's Facebook page and Facebook is like, hey, do you know this guy? You've got friends in common, like your mom and your dad and your two brothers. Do you want to add this guy on Facebook? Do you want to add your grandpa here on the website, facebook.com? So when I was a couple weeks into my new job, I texted him that I'd found a new place to work and I was happy. He replied that he was happy to hear from me and that I should keep in touch. That was the morning before I got the text about Jay. So then I was sitting in this waiting room with my ex-girlfriend waiting on x-ray results for my sick dog, and I got the following text. It was a bitmoji of my grandfather in a bed with the words bedtime above a cartoon version of my grandfather. And then the words, bedtime for me, sleep well, my love, missing you as always, talk to you mañana, te amor mi corazón, and then 11 emoji hearts. And then a pause, and then the message, ignore texts, meant for someone else. I replied, I figured, no worries, and then he replied, L. And then a pause, K, because he'd spelled K wrong. I showed my ex and we both laughed, and that made sitting in an emergency room so much easier. The tension was broken, we both felt better. Then the vet told us that Jay had barfed up the rawhide that just seems to be the rawhide that all the dogs barf up, and his breathing went back to normal. My ex drove me home, and we made plans for me to watch the dogs the next weekend. And I realized that even though I have two dogs sometimes, it's still better than having two dogs always and being unhappy for the rest of your life. And I never thought I'd be grateful to go through what's essentially been a practice divorce where the breakup is less expensive and the children are dogs. But it's been good. And so long as we're able to keep working together, I feel like everything will end up A-O-L. Sorry. K. K.
I said a pro. Henry, we're dying to know, did you and your grandpa ever become Facebook friends?
No.
Oh, man.
We'll exchange a couple more texts that are actually intended for each other.
You gotta take it slow,
yeah,
I understand. So I shouldn't go friend in and be like, what's the deal? You're feeling it out.
No skin off my back.
I'm gonna invite Henry's grandpa to the next show, you guys. It's gonna be